We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm with Dr. Ken Maker of Medei College. And Dr. Maker, we're looking at college financing, not just on the tuition end, but room and board and books and all the other particulars that go with college life. And what is the trend that you're seeing as far as the cost of going to college?
Well, the net cost, so if we look at the three big categories of cost, you have tuition and fees is one, on-campus room and board is the other, / staying at home. And then the third is this broader category of other costs of attendance, which is books and supplies, miscellaneous personal expenses, and then transportation costs. So what we're seeing in the tuition side is gross tuition, sticker price tuition, continues to climb each year. However, net tuition has pretty much held flat to under cost of living adjustments for inflation. So again, the sticker price goes up, and that's what you see on the first blush. But once you do the net price calculator, most people are seeing that a lot of tuition at private colleges stays pretty flat, but doesn't increase at the same rate as the sticker price. And that's just because we're providing more and more financial aid. With room and board, you're seeing normal cost of living, 3, 4, 5% increases on the cost of room and board living on campus. That obviously is a very relevant cost if you're talking about a campus like a Fredonia or a St. Bonaventure that's not in the city, like an urban setting like Medei College is. So that's almost always baked into the cost of attendance. Here in Buffalo, with so many great choices in the city, extra money for room and board is sort of a luxury item that folks choose to pay more so than have to pay. That being said, we're all chasing a bunch of students outside of our zip codes. Athletics tends to be one of the best places to recruit to a college from outside of the city. Those students obviously will pay for room and board. Transportation costs then are variable. If you're living on campus, we still count as a cost of attending the cost of getting to and from home on breaks. So those international students have plane tickets. But in general, those are pretty flat. Miscellaneous personal expenses, that's shampoo, soap, beer, because we're talking about college students, and all those other things. And then the interesting thing in terms of trends is the one in books and supplies. And while college textbooks tend to be really expensive because of the small print runs that are done compared to, say, a Harry Potter series, what we're seeing more and more colleges do is go to alternative sources, electronic textbooks, and so on, as a way of trying to keep the cost of that class down to a more manageable level.
What advice do you have for parents who are trying to send their kids to school, to college, making the payments as far as those expenses, even those expenses on the side, social events and the like?
Yeah, well, keep in mind, so when you're heading off to college, the idea is always, as you guys have said on a bunch of previous conversations, first off, think about what your first career is going to be, then think about what major gets you to that career, then find the best schools, for your ability to pursue that major. And then once you're at that major and you're thinking about that school, go after and apply for every dollar of financial aid that you can get. Because there are lots of interesting choices and pots of money that really vary based on circumstances. The interesting thing about room and board and all those other costs of attendance is that's one of the spending targets that a student loan is designed for. So when a student goes off to college and they're looking at financial aid and they're looking at borrowing or taking out a student loan, you get to borrow up to an amount that is the total cost of attendance. And so the philosophy behind a student loan is hopefully the student doesn't have to work, but we all know better. But again, the philosophy is the student loan should cover all those food and books and such so that the student can work less and spend more time on the classroom and in their studies. So you want to, when you talk to a financial aid advisor at the school that you're looking at, make sure you ask questions about the total cost of attendance and what they estimate those total costs to be. And so when it comes to books and supplies, obviously, they have to go off of, you know, sort of a historical average of what students have been spending. And then you have to judge for yourself, you know, well, how much shampoo do you need in those personal expenses, kind of thing. How much of the transportation costs, you can do that math yourself. But you really want to factor all of that in, that total cost of attendance, into the cost each year and sort of make your best estimates as to how those things are going to change over the course of the year. Basically, that's just the cost of inflation per year.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.